Jacksonville Ethics Director Carla Miller says the definition of open government is hard to nail down when new modes of communication pop up.
So you're constantly trying to take laws that are maybe 20, 30 years old and apply them to technology that might be 1 month old.
She says the same difficulty happened when email was introduced, but now those automatically back up. Council members know they can't text each other about business, but when lobbyists start texting, things become murky, especially if they're telling members how their peers will vote.
Then it's considered almost like the two council people communicating with each other directly, which is not allowed.
Miller says council members get 4 hours of ethics training when they come into office. At the same time, they're learning all council procedures, so mistakes are bound to be made. She agrees with public feedback in favor of an outright cell phone ban during meetings.
And listen to what the other council people are saying and listen to what the citizens are saying, because we want you at that meeting.
But that isn't what council members have agreed to. President Greg Anderson tweaked the cell phone policy recently, so when lobbyists text during meetings, council members can't respond. And if it's about business on the agenda, they have to disclose the text. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.